Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Happy Hour here with Jenna Spilbor and Carol Pesci and myself. I am Frankenberry, and I hope everybody's having an okay start to their day.
Oh, I don't know. She just shut her eyes and looked up at you like,
no, I have
something's coming.
No, I just have a million things. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Okay. This is the, as most people know, like, we're not live typically at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Which means that stuff we come in.
We love you, but not that much.
Yeah, right. We, you know, stuff happens during the week that we don't talk about when we're here putting the show together because technically it hasn't happened yet. This particular show, by the time you hear this, if you are hearing our voices, Curly Pesky is a year older.
Oh, that's than right.
Than she is as I'm speaking. Because
right.
Technically, her birthday, I'm going to talk about her as if she's not in the room, but she is staring at me. Her birthday is mañana. And I'm a little upset because my big plan was to come to the studio today with her. I'll look at you now. I'll acknowledge
you now.
Thanks
for including me in the conversation.
Your birthday, a present. But your birthday present is not going to arrive until the day after your actual birthday. So I'm going to pretend that your birthday isn't happening when it's happening and bring in the present next week.
Okay.
And we're
going to
celebrate your birthday on the air next week, which is technically kind of okay because technically your birthday hasn't happened yet. And as long as you're in that week window, or in my case,
month
window,
that's right,
you're good. So I just wanted you to know that. But today is actually my puppy Reese Cup's actual birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Reese Cup.
Thank you. He's 13.
And healthy.
And very healthy. Knock on wood, thank God. Because, you know, with the animals, you don't want to think about it. But they start getting up there.
And by the way, my head is just spinning because I no longer have any clue what day it is now. I am just like lost. Because the other thing is, you have to remember, in this entire conversation, you didn't actually tell them what day you were coming from.
No, I don't. I am.
So when you say that her birthday is going to be mañana, but you're listening to the show on Sunday,
they don't know what day it is.
But then you told them it wasn't actually happening on Sunday.
It's a mystery.
It's a big, it's a, an enigma wrapped in a mystery. That's what it is.
Kind of like you.
With eyes being rolled.
Yes. So, yes. So, all right. So, there's that. I got that off my chest.
Okay. Check.
Second thing. Is it just me or is anybody else really mad at Christmas this year?
I am not mad at Christmas.
You are not.
No.
You're not feeling stressed because we do have less time to shop because I'm really feeling it.
What? Wait a minute. Christmas falls on the same day every year.
I know.
There is no less time to shop. What
I know.
Are you talking about?
I know. And I even posted something. I'm like, pshaw, six less shopping days. But I'm getting it now because it feels like as I begin the Christmas shopping and I feel like I'm late, which is causing me stress. See, because I'm a creature of, and the older I get, even though I don't get older, the more I covet free time and relaxation time. Mm-hmm. So I like to get all my chores, right? Air quotes, chores out of the way.
You're adulting.
So that, yeah. So that the free time I have is genuine free time, feet up, glass of wine, chatting with my friends, doing whatever I want, and not worried that something hasn't been done that needed to get done. And so as I'm embarking on this Christmas shopping extravaganza, it's occurring to me that Christmas is like practically next week.
Kinda.
Like it's practically here.
Yeah.
Because we do measure it by, we start the shopping season right after Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving was practically in December.
You're right about that.
And that is why I am mad at Christmas.
Well, maybe you should be mad at Thanksgiving instead, because Thanksgiving started it. Thanksgiving started the whole problem. Right?
Good point, yes, because it's a little bit later this year, or it was.
You're right. Thanksgiving was the jerk. But since Thanksgiving's in the rearview mirror, I'm focused on Christmas. How are you guys doing with your Christmas? Like, you're very organized. But you've got a lot going on, like with new stuff and stuff. So you might be spread a little thin. I'm looking at Curly here.
I am definitely spread very thin the last few months. And however, by some weird miracle, because to me, it's the thinking of the ideas is the hardest part. Like, because I will do probably 99.9% of my shopping right from my couch.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon.
Preach.
So it's a matter of like, who do we need to get something for? What's a great gift? Coming up with the idea. Mm-hmm. And about a month ago, I just sat down on a Sunday and probably banged out 75% of the list, which is weird for me. And then the following weekend actually wrapped many of them. So there's some kind of weird thing going on. Whoa. That I'm spread more thin than usual and I'm ahead of schedule. I don't know. It's crazy.
You've already wrapped.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, not bows and ribbons yet. Just wrapped.
Oh, you do bows and ribbons?
And by the way, now Jonna is no longer mad at just Christmas.
She's mad at me.
Great point, FB.
Oh,
great
I know. Point. Because we always know what store Jonna shopped in for our gifts because they come in that bag.
I should bust out. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I did a little wrapping tutorial on my living room floor of exactly how I wrap my Christmas presents, and it ain't with bows and ribbons. I just ain't talented that way.
And hey, I've got no stress. You guys, I have the same answer every year when this topic comes up.
What?
Okay, if you saw my paycheck, you'd give me $5 and a hug, and I don't buy any presents. All right, so I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I have my immediates, because I just can't afford it. I mean, though I get my quote-unquote extra paycheck around Christmas because I get paid every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I pay all my bills with 24 paychecks, but I get 26. So I look forward every 6 months
to
what I consider an extra paycheck.
Sure,
now, that
right.
one is coming around Christmas. So yes, I should be able to at least get some gift cards for the family. My sister wants to get a guitar for my young nephew, my 13-year-old nephew. That's all he wants. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants a guitar.
Hey, that helps when you know, mm-hmm.
and
right?
And he's a talented kid. So it's like she's just ask the family if you guys can, you know, chip in $25 a piece. It's not that expensive. So there's a couple of things. You know, one of the guys here, there's a Secret Santa, and I've already decided I'm just going to get him a six pack of something nice. So I'm pretty much settled there. And but yeah, I don't. I mean, I hate to say it, I just don't have the money to shop. But it does take the pressure off.
There is something to be said for that.
Yeah, that's
not,
true.
Not that I mean, I you know, I feel for you in your challenging tight budget, but the simplicity there.
There's something to be said for that. There was a year when I was
not a Santa Claus
younger. There's always been a Santa, as my father says. There will always be a Santa.
I'll talk
for
about
as long
the movie.
As you are.
The year without a Santa Claus.
Oh, is that an actual movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the animated.
It's one of the classics.
And Santa Claus gets a cold.
No. How did I miss that? Did I miss like a whole portion of childhood?
Yeah, it's probably 40 years old.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember if it's a Hanna-Barbera or not. I don't remember. But yeah, that's one of the classics. That's right up there with Frosty and, yep. and Rudolph. And
mm-hmm. Is it going to make me cry if I watch it, if I Netflix
no.
it?
Well, no. No. No, you'd be fine. Actually, Rudolph was on the other night.
Now that's a classic. What I was going to say is I can sympathize with you because many, many years ago, and I can actually remember what I was wearing. I had to sit on my, I'm still living at home with my parents, so maybe I was high school. And I had, the only money I had to buy presents was change I collected in a, one of those big water jugs.
Yeah.
And I sat on my bedroom floor and I rolled it and it was $84. And I remember being so upset because I have this huge family and we all bought presents for each other and I didn't have any money and I'm like, this is never gonna happen again.
And that year everybody got a dollar toothbrush.
They might have. I think I had to get very creative with that money. But I feel you. And it's not about the money. I love, you know what I did? Which I think is genius and I didn't even realize how genius it was.
You're calling yourself genius?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And when you hear what I'm about to say, you're going to be like, all right, she earned it. It's okay. I'm an I person. Everything is I mean, Apple. And I used the Notes app, and I went back to my list last year, and I could tell you what I bought everybody last year, so you don't do any repeats, you don't accidentally re-gift anything, and
That's a great idea.
I love it, because then I could see like what, you know, what I got you guys last year, and not do the same thing if it was boring, because that's my thing. I don't care. You could spend $0.05 or $500. I like something unique that puts a smile on your face. Whether you throw it in a drawer and never use it again, doesn't matter to me. So,
and it's so fun when you find that right thing.
I know. Like your impending a birthday gift. Yes, indeed. Are you going to be... So, where do you go for Christmas, Frank and Barry? Do you...
Right, because I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving, but Christmas, my sister's guy, he lives, he's got a house in Walden, so that's where everybody meets.
So that's where you go.
Yeah, mom will be there, my brother.
Oh, good.
My sis and the boys, so, yeah, that's why I was A-okay with being by myself for Thanksgiving. I had no issues with that whatsoever.
Did you enjoy that downtime with just the animals and no people?
Yeah, you know, sit in front of my computer, do a little bit of writing, know I've got the day off, stay up late the night before. I look forward to that.
Isn't it nice? Like having a day off is really nice.
It is.
I like it. Are you traveling, Curly, for Christmas this year?
Negative.
Are you cooking?
Affirmative. Well, sort of.
Affirmative meaning your husband.
Exactly. I'll be his sous chef and help.
No, my sister's guy Buck will be doing the cooking along with her, and he's quite the chef.
That's nice. That's very
lucky
nice.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said you had so much stuff.
Right. I covered, first of all, I had to talk about your birthday.
Then you were mad at Christmas.
Birthday. Then I was mad at Christmas.
These things all, by the way, are on her notes. Her iPhone notes app.
Then I have one other thing, but I'm saving that for after our fabulous guest, who I'm very excited to talk to today. Speaking of Christmas... And I don't want to give too much away because we'll talk to her about this. She has a website where I think people who are interested in unique Christmas presents, especially for women, might want to shop. And I'm not going to announce this formally now because she secretly told me before I got here that she's going to give our listeners like a big discount if they buy.
It's a secret for now.
Well, it's a semi-secret.
And then in a few minutes, it will no longer be a secret.
Right. So if you're listening... Now you gotta stick around because I'm not gonna tell you the code. Yeah.
Even though they have no idea who we're gonna be talking to.
Nope. And, that's a secret too.
So by the way, before we get into the guest, mm-hmm. I would just like to say the way you were acting before towards Christmas, that you were a little bit like bullying Christmas.
No, Christmas is bullying us.
Like she said, the fact that it sits on the calendar in the exact same day every single year somehow has changed this year to it now bullying us because of the time.
I just lobbed you a sagu and you missed it. Our upcoming guest founded something very cool, and part of that is to prevent bullying amongst teenage girls.
Oh.
But I'm bummed.
See,
wow, I missed that one too.
I was so focused
on Christmas,
being mad at Christmas, that I missed your softball segue.
Do you make a Christmas list?
Yes, it makes life easier because of harken back to 5 minutes ago. I cannot relax until my list is done.
A list of things you want. I'm asking.
Oh, no. I do not, unless I'm forced to. Like, and you know, the only person who really forces me to is my mother. Yeah.
I make no list. Because if I'm not going to be able to have the ability to get anybody anything except for maybe a cheap gift card, I don't want anything back. So, and that's fine with me as well.
I don't make a list usually. There's honestly, like, I'm very content. I'm happy with my life and where I, like there's not a whole lot of things like, oh God, I need that. My husband, on the other hand, is like a kid in a good way Christmas time. He will make the whole list. He will tear out pages from magazines. He'll include coupons if there are.
Oh, that is awesome.
It is awesome. He does it every year, and he'll be very specific. He'll tell you what size, what color, where to get it.
It's adorable. The beauty in that is saving you a ton of time and struggle.
And then he gets mad. He's like, did you make your Christmas list? I'm like, I'm happy. I don't know. So I sent him a couple links last night of things I went and found.
To take the pressure off him.
I know.
I want one more question before we get off this Christmas topic, even though I'm furious at Christmas. People have very specific feelings about gift cards, because you just mentioned gift card. Love them or hate them? Curly?
I think I love them and I hate them equally. I think... if you do it just because you don't want to take the time to think of something, not cool. Mm-hmm. But I have two nephews that are teenagers. There's really nothing better you can get a teenage boy than a freaking gift card.
Money.
Right.
Money, a gift card to Amazon or something. They would prefer that than you try to think of something that you think is really thoughtful that they'll never use. So in certain circumstances, it's perfect.
And plus, you eventually learn that it's just better off to get them gift cards anyway, because, you know, that one thing that you did put some time into thinking about, you get it for them, you find out they've either never used it, or then their mother calls you and says, you should have just got them a gift card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, look, somebody gives me $25 to spend on Amazon, I will find a baseball hat that I can buy that'll make me very happy. But, I have no issues with gift cards.
You know, you could always find something to buy. I don't have an issue with them either. People I've talked to in the past are like, it's for lazy people who don't want to get to know what you want. But I will say this. I do know somebody who shall remain nameless that has returned every single gift. I won't even say what sex this person is. He or she has gotten so bad that this person has been banned from Target, because no matter where the gift is from, he or she will return it to Target. And Target was finally like, get out of our store.
I can't wait till break to find out who this is. Although I think I know.
All right. On that note, since I missed my softball cigar, I can't wait to talk to this person we have coming up after the break. Diana Perkovic, I may be mispronouncing her name, but I'm sure she will correct us. She is the former national TV host, but current founder of the Good Girl Mafia.
I love that name.
I love the name.
Like, did that just boom come to her? And she was like, "That's it."
Oh yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, and she's got a lot of merch with that name on it too. That she's gonna offer up at a discount for our listeners, and it's just a fantabulous website. It's more than a website; it's a business. And we're gonna talk to her about her transition from being a national TV host on the Home Shopping Network to being the founder of Good Girl Mafia. And everything that happened in between when we come back from our break.
All right, that sounds good. You've got Happy Hour here this morning on K104 with Jonna Spillborn, Carol Pesci, and myself. And the guest is on the way. Stick with us.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And we're back again here on this Sunday morning on K104 with Happy Hour with Jonna Spillbor and also Carol Pesci, of course, myself. And it is time to get to our guest and something referred to as the Good Girl Mafia.
This is such a treat. Okay, so I have so many things. All right, on the line with us, we have Diana Perkovic. You may recognize her name if you are, like me, kind of an avid Home Shopping Network junkie. But she is a national TV host, podcast host, mentor, speaker, and founder of, I love this business name, the Good Girl Mafia, an encouragement, empowerment, and entertainment company for women. Diana believes, based on her personal experience, which is, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, very interesting, that every woman needs and deserves to be encouraged on her road to empowerment. The Good Girl Mafia's mission is to become a hub for women who are on their empowerment journey, because no woman should have to go it alone, and together we're better. Oh, I get choked. Diana, thank you for joining us today on Happy Hour.
Hello, Happy Hour. Hi, ladies. It's honestly, such a delight to be with you. And who doesn't love a great happy hour?
Oh my God, that's right. Even if it is 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Right, right. And I got to tell you, you know, birds of a feather, because Diana, you were recently on. We have a very good friend of the show, Heather Hansen, right?
Love
Carol
her.
Knows. I've been friends with her for quite a while. I love, love, love her. You were recently on her podcast, The Elegant Warrior, and it was wonderful. I really enjoyed listening to you on that. And I listened to your podcast as well. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's truly a pleasure. And thank you for having me. I genuinely do appreciate any opportunity to talk about women and empowerment and Good Girl Mafia in general.
So before we talk about Good Girl Mafia, and I love the name, and Carol's dying to ask you how you came up with that name.
There's a story there.
Can we, your background includes, you were a host on the Home Shopping Network.
I was a host on the Home Shopping Network. I was one of the youngest hosts that they ever hired. I was sitting in a lecture hall in Toronto, Canada, 1 week, and literally next week I was working on national television here in the United States. It's an American dream. It really is.
Diana, I'm really curious, because I try to stay away from the channels, but sometimes when you pop in there and I know your credit card comes out, you got wine in one hand and the credit card in the other, and it becomes an issue. But anyway, how do you, is it just a natural gift, but how is it that you can talk continuously and passionately and excitedly about something so much, like so quickly? How much can you say about a thing?
I don't know. I mean, this is $1 million question. And I really believe that it's my talent. I don't know what else to say. I mean, my late father would say to me in his heavy Croatian accent, "You know, Diana, good thing you work on a TV. You talk. Somebody's going to pay you because you're going to talk anyways." Like, that's what my father used to say to me. So I think it's just a natural talent, and God knows, but I'll tell you, ladies, 3 hours every day, live and unscripted, is not for the faint of heart.
No, I know. And your father is a very big part of your journey. Before we get there, I have a little secret that I want to share with you. Because all right, Carol knows this about me, Diana. So does Frankenberry.
Okay.
That my kind of goal at this point in my life is to become a real housewife. My second goal, because I just want to wake up in the morning, work out, drink champagne, and talk with my friends. My second goal, barring that, would be to be a host on a shopping network. Because do you guys know the iconic scene from I Love Lucy, where Lucy and Ethel are in the candy factory?
Of course.
And they can't get all the candy. Their candy's going too fast, so they're shoving it in their bra and
their
mouths.
Yeah.
If I worked at the Home Shopping Network, all of the stuff that I was touting, I'd be shoving in my bra and my shirt, like, on the air, like, for the entire 3 hours. And by the time I walked out of there, I'd be like, clunk, 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 because it would all be, and that's what I would do. And I would do it every day until somebody tried
until
to stop
got
me.
Until you got fired.
And Diana, you have to keep in mind that when she bought her house, she needed to make sure that it was large enough so she could have just one room dedicated to
As Seen on TV
products.
Oh, it's an issue.
Oh, it ain't an issue for me. Anyway.
This is real.
That's why, yes. So we're going to be friends. But anyway, so you mentioned your father. So I'd like to talk about, because I think it's a fascinating story, how you went from HSN host to this business owner with the Good Girl Mafia. And I know your father does play a role in that journey.
He does. He was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer and did really, really well for a couple of years. And at the very end, he went fast. And in retrospect, I'm so grateful for it, because who wants to watch their loved ones suffer for, you know, so terribly for an extended period of time? But at the time, I got word. I flew back to Toronto from Florida, and it just so happened that the last night that my father was alive, it was just him and myself, just the two of us together for the last night. And we had these conversations that I can't imagine a parent. I mean, it couldn't have been more honest. It couldn't have been more encouraging. It couldn't have been more. It just gutted me. And he was so good during that conversation. He even said to me, you know, I'm going to be okay. You go back to the work tomorrow. I'm going to be okay. And I left that morning feeling so, I don't even know how to tell you, up and almost euphoric. It was the most beautiful conversation I'd ever had with him. And I went back saying, okay, I'm going to book my flight, go back home. Everything's going to be okay. I went to take a nap and I woke up and I got the call that he had passed. So it really came as a surprise, but that conversation completely and utterly changed the trajectory of my life. Wow. I don't think I would have had the strength to give myself permission to execute all of the changes that I had to execute. And I think in that moment, I was that little girl with her daddy. Mm-hmm. And her daddy told her, you know, Diana, go for it, you know, do it. And he would just, he was so encouraging in that conversation. And subsequently, my marriage ended at the exact same time. And I ultimately, shortly thereafter, left my amazing job I had worked so hard for. And there, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. But those are three major life changes that happened all at once. And that is part of the reason why I started Good Girl Mafia, because let me tell you, it is hard. It was hard.
That was his final gift to you.
That was a gift.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
And I can't believe, yeah. I mean, you're such a strong woman. Look, and anybody who's listening to this, right? One of those things alone could bring you to your knees, right? Your marriage ending, death of a parent, leaving a job that you worked at for a long time and got really great at. Any one of those things. You combined them in a very short period of time. And, you know, and some of that you didn't have a choice in. But, you know, like you can't decide when a parent is going to pass, obviously. But you were motivated. So tell us what happened next. Like, how did this idea come to fruition?
It's interesting because during my time at HSN and closer to the end, I mean, there had come a point where that voice inside of me kept, you know, almost screaming. It got to the point where it was screaming, where it was, you know, you love what you do and you love your audience and you love the art of being on the air, but it was the content that almost got to the point where I wanted more. I wanted that relationship with my female audience to grow bigger and also deeper. And so that was really the impetus for it all, is I would be on the air and some of these women watched me grow up and they would call me and they would know details of my life.
Oh, wow.
And it's the most amazing medium really out there on television, because it's all live and you speak to people in real time. And I felt like they deserved more from me and I had more to give. And so I had always had this idea of doing something different, doing something more for women. And it was, you know, during that, I don't even know what you want to call it. Is it a downward spiral? Is it life went left? Is it everything, you know, the ground from underneath me just came right out? But during that really tumultuous time, I think that is where Good Girl Mafia really solidified and the idea came sort of full circle, and I had a real clear vision of how I wanted to serve that audience, who frankly, let me just tell you, those women have been unbelievable to me. You know, you have to understand, I was this young kid from Canada who was going to be on the TV in the United States. And these women, they welcomed me into their living rooms and they nurtured me. And I feel like I'd like to do the same.
That is awesome. Because like you said, it's clarity, I think, is the gift.
My favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, clarity is the gift. So this makes sense to me, how, you know, because you did it, like, I do watch Home Shopping Network, and those calls are, sometimes it does feel like the people who call in to talk about this stuff, like, they're friends, they want to be friends,
sure.
So, and I can get that connection. So, what did you do, so, the purpose of Good Girl Mafia, and, well, let me back up, because Carol's dying to know.
Yes, because I love the name, and I love when stuff just comes to you, you know, like, that's it, and so I'm curious. You knew you wanted to do something to, you had a relationship with women via your role on HSN, and you wanted to deepen that and do something more meaningful and connect with women, and you founded subsequently Good Girl Mafia. How did that name, how'd you come up with that name? Did it fly in your head and you knew it? Like, how'd that happen?
Oh, you bet it flew into my head. I hope you ladies are sitting down, okay? Because this is a good story. So, you know, you bury your father, your marriage ends. You sit in this no man's land of, I'm separated, I have filed for divorce. The legal system does not have an accelerator. It only has a brake pad. So am I going to sit here forever until I get a divorce? I left my job. And the really bright spot for me was during that time, and I really, in retrospect, look at it as a turning point, I became a U.S. citizen, a naturalized U.S. citizen. And had you seen me, I showed up at USCIS with a red dress and red nail polish and my own little American flag. And all I kept saying was, I'm so excited, because I was so excited. And people who worked there would go in the back and say, you have to come out here and see how excited this young lady is. Everybody should be this excited. Like, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But on that day, of course, in the age of social media, I was chronicling the day, and someone I knew from Toronto had started posting these posts, and they always kind of got me in my gut a little bit, like, oh, is that a double entendre? Are they not being nice? I don't know how to read this. So after the day was over, I'm talking to my sister, and I said, did so-and-so throw a little shade my way? And she says, throw shade. She said, Diana, this person just like planted a tree on top of you. What are you talking about? They're like, that was so rude. And interestingly, my sister, my cousin, and a girlfriend of mine all went on social media, and they had sort of schooled this person in a nice way. It was nice, but they made their point, which was like, you know, hey, why rain on someone's parade? This is a really momentous occasion in someone's life, so why don't you just back it off? And when I saw those comments, it flew out of my mouth. I said, I said, you can only push a good girl so far, and then the good girl mafia pushes back.
My whole body, Diana, is goosebumps right now.
Love it.
True story.
So that whole quote-unquote, air quotes here, negative experience birthed your brand. It was a gift.
Did it ever?
I think it was another gift from your dad. Yeah, I do.
Love it.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but that, you know, you could very well be right on that. And interestingly, as you say that, I'm having this light bulb moment. It was all of these horrible experiences that really led to the best.
That is what life offers us. And we've talked about this many times on the show. We'd like to say it's always rainbows and unicorns, and I know I live in the bubble. I know, I get that. But living as a human being, you're not likely going to get through your adult life without something that feels unfair, unfortunate, wrong, just why me, right? But it's up to us in those moments, because we're all going to have them in different forms that we then respond in a way that makes meaning and purpose to it, and something positive. We create something positive. That's the part we have the power to do, not always the things that come our way. And you've done that, Diana, in grand style.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a really lovely thing to say. I really appreciate that. And I'll tell you, you know, there were times at my worst, just for full disclosure. I mean, I don't know, if nothing else, I'm sure you can tell I have a lot of energy. I do. And there were times where this little, you know, I've been called a shot of tequila, a firecracker, you know, this girl could not get out of bed. Like, I legitimately just could not get out of bed. I couldn't sleep. And then you're wired and you're tired all at the same time, you know. And I feel like I was in a holding pattern for so long. And I think the blessing of podcasts and social media, it's just, I call it the democratization of media. And we can now bring our own personal message out into the world. And I know that I am not the only woman out there who used to sit and daydream of an entirely different life and just didn't know how to go about it. I know I'm not the only one. And so that, too, is Good Girl Mafia.
See, so tell us. Wait, did you miss the part of the beginning of the show where I said my goal in life is to become a real housewife? I daydream about that every day.
And Bradley Cooper filming a movie in her living room, but okay. So Diana, tell us a little bit more about what people, I know you have awesome merchandise and everything is about empowering women and we stand up for each other and support each other instead of knock each other down and we all win as a result. But what are some of the resources that you offer on Good Girl Mafia?
Thank you for asking. So as of now, we have a little bit of everything. And so you mentioned the merchandise. People may or may not know that all of the content that goes out on social media from Good Girl Mafia is original content. So all of the quotes, all of the videos, everything I do is completely original. I don't repost, you know, quotes of famous people. I don't do any of that. I really do try and keep it personal. And so some of those personal quotes have turned into the Good Girl Mafia, you know, wear your empowerment line. And so that is there almost as I wear it as an affirmation, as something to remind me of who the heck I really am, right? Because sometimes we all get a little bit shook. So we have the merchandise line. I have articles that I drop almost every single week. So to give you an example of services, January is a huge month for me at Good Girl Mafia. You know, so many years on HSN, every year it was always the new year, new you. And it was treadmills and all of these, you know, it's very sensationalized. And it's all about, you know, bottom line and dollars. My January at Good Girl Mafia is we are going to say goodbye to New Year's resolutions and we're going to create 2020 vision for your life in 2020. And so this is the greatest example, I think, for me to explain how Good Girl Mafia can work with you. All month long on social media, every day there is something to help teach women how to create a 2020 vision. It's hard to do. It is actually a skill set. I have two unbelievable experts who will be coming on. One is so unexpected that everyone's going to scratch their head and say, oh, I didn't think of that. And she has her own take on what you need to leave behind in order to start something new, which no one ever talks about.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, whoever talks about that. So I have that expert. I have another expert who writes for, I think it's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, lifestyle brand out there right now. She's really incredible. She too is a coach. And so we're going to walk everyone through the steps of how to create that vision. So through the podcast, through GGM TV, through social media, through the articles that will be dropped by various experts, including myself, all month long. This is a journey that we're going to take together. It's not just about, oh, here's a great quote, here's a great t-shirt, don't we all look cute? This is really about building, because ladies, we all know resolutions don't necessarily work, but who has actually intentionally gone out and tried to create a vision for life? I think that's powerful.
Love it.
Amen. I know. And I love, I was all over the website the other day because I'm looking for Christmas gifts. And I love that. I love your message. I love what you're about. And one of my favorite, and it's original, one of my favorite quotes from you is, good girl, badass. That's kind of like the motto.
Yes.
And I just want, if you in the future, because I love the t-shirts have good girl on the front and badass on the back. Can you do a t-shirt that says good girl, badass? On just on the front.
I mean, maybe special request.
Yeah, that's my special request.
You know, I actually do those all myself. All of the design work I do myself. So I will absolutely do that for you, and I will let you ladies know when it's up.
Oh, awesome!
All right, and then also, Diana, while you're at it, because this will help Jonna shop for me, you can come up with a t-shirt that says "Good Guy, Badass Cat." Okay, because I'm a little bit of a crazy cat dude.
Yeah, he is.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello. Which, by the way, with the for your empowerment line, I wanted to give all of your listeners a 25% off coupon.
Which is awesome.
Code Yeah, use code K104, and I'll have that up over the next couple of days. How's that sound?
Love it.
That
is true.
You.
That's great.
I really appreciate that.
Going to do a little more shopping.
I know.
Yay.
You're going to love it. So, well, I guess we won't keep you because we're running out of time, but I encourage everybody. I mean, this is just really the place to go. And I just want to say one other thing. I really appreciate that you shared with us that the journey wasn't easy, that there were days that you couldn't get out of bed, because I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm going to contradict one of your rules. There was a phrase that I saw on social media recently that really resonated with me, so it's not mine, but it was, just because she carries it well doesn't mean it's not heavy. And,
oh my gosh.
Right?
I love
because
that.
We have to, some of us have to make it look, and I'm sure you did, and everybody in this room has at some point had to put on the happy face when we didn't want to do it. It's not always easy. So if you're going through some stuff now, I encourage people to come, please go to the Good Girl Mafia, goodgirlmafia.com. There is a whole, I love your podcast. There's a whole lot of stuff there. In addition, you can shop for the Empowerment Message merch on the website with the 25% off discount. K104 will be the code. Diana, this has really been a pleasure. And
Thank you so
love
much.
When we have guests where we have to conclude the interview, but we're really not done. So I hope that you will come back again in the future. 2020 would be a great time.
I would be so happy to do that. And the three of you are magic, can I just say?
Aww, thank you.
The three of you are magic, and I have so enjoyed my time with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Loved
so much.
Loved having you, Diana.
Yes. Goodgirlmafia.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Diana, as well. And you've got Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself. And we are not done yet this morning, folks. So hang with us. We're back with segment number three on the way.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And we're back again with Happy Hour here on K104. Jonna Spilbore, Carol Pesci, and myself. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
So Carol had it best there during break. I said, are we ready to come back? And she said, no, we are magic.
Magic.
That is. And thanks to Diana for referring to us as much.
Oh,
blowing all our heads up a little bit there. Much appreciated.
Yeah, good girl mafia.
But she was great.
What a great cause to, you know, there's... Mother Teresa, one of her, I don't know, we're talking about your original quotes, but that something to the effect of she would always be a proponent of good, but not fight against evil. Do you understand the difference? Like, I'll stand up for being kind, but I won't fight a war against meanness.
Oh,
there's a difference.
Yeah.
Like the energy that you meet it with, right? Like the war against drugs. And so anyway, I love that, you know, there is a lot of bashing on social media, and there's a lot about bullying, and it's sad and it's unfortunate and nobody likes it. But she's not saying the fight against bullying. She's about girls and women standing up for each other, being a good girl mafia. And I just love
that
message.
That's a whole other way to fight the cancer, right? Don't be a part of it. You've got to be above it.
Well, you can also take a heck of a lot of the energy out of.
Right.
You know,
by not giving it any.
Yes, but you're not giving it any by fighting against it. You're just, you know, how many times have we said in this day and age, wouldn't it be better if some people, you know, just ignore
disappeared.
Them. Yeah. You know, but
call the good girl mafia. Yeah.
But if you don't give them the energy that they're looking for, the energy that they're out,
starve.
Yeah, they do.
They starve.
Yeah.
So I don't, she was great. And I do, I'm telling you, you're going to you got to go click around on the website.
I was just doing that as we were talking to her, and I'm going to be shopping. I'll be using that code K104 to get 25% off. That is really cool of her to do that. She needs to write a book too. I have to talk to her about that.
Not to change the subject, back to Christmas. But
are you still mad?
No, of course I'm still mad at Christmas. But this kind of ties in what I wanted to talk about real quick, because it ties into Christmas and it ties into Frankenberry.
What the heck does it tie into me?
Because I saw, in my frenzy, I found something that I think is marketed to men for Christmas. And tell me if you've heard of it. It's called phone soap. Have you heard of phone soap?
Nope, and I can't even imagine what it is.
No, and I don't even know how those two words come together.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
With a finger up, she did that, by the way. Okay.
Here's why phone soap, according to the commercial, was invented. Phone soap was invented because you men apparently like to sit on the
that
commode?
That would be a hard no.
You men like to sit on the commode and text or tweet or whatever on your phone while you're busy doing what the commode is intended to do for you. Hence, 95% of men's phones are covered with like 80% of poop.
Thanks for the extra pop pee.
Yeah. You'll appreciate Boop. That when you're editing the show. So apparently, this phone soap had to be invented. Now think about phone
Isn't it
soap.
Just phone sanitizer? Is it-
no, it's a light. You got to stick your phone underneath some sort of light.
So it's like an ultraviolet light of some type that kind of cleans the
and
phone
you
somehow.
You just finished all your Christmas shopping for all the men in your life.
Right now.
One-stop shop.
This whole generalization thing, let's get something out of the way right now. Mm-hmm. What I said in the beginning when I said that is a hard no, I will have you know that I have never, not once, taken my phone in to the bathroom with me when things needed to be done. Have I occasionally left my phone by the sink when I jump in the shower because I might be expecting a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have I ever sat on the toilet with my phone? That would be a no. Never texted, never talked, never sat, ever.
Oh, freak. Yeah. So what do? You just like twiddle your thumbs?
No.
You're like.
I sit and do what
I'm
supposed to do.
You're opening the door wide open for a conversation you do not want to have, but you're doing it anyway.
We're not going to have this conversation.
And that is one of the other things with guys that I've never. Look, I understand if you're married and you've got 18 million kids and that is your quote unquote
private
time. But you know what? I've never understood that. I don't like bathrooms that have magazines next to the toilet. My goal is to be in and out of the bathroom as fast as I possibly can because I don't necessarily like that experience. I don't want to be sitting with my pants down around my ankles for hours trying to read a newspaper
Plus,
article.
Plus, then your cats crawl in your pants.
Oh, that's right. Your cats are in there with you. Well, you're like, hey,
Bella will walk in on occasion and say, what's going on? And I'll pet her on the top of the head and everything's good. But no, I don't do any of that guy bathroom stuff. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I have to be careful. I got to latch the door because Ginger will come along and shove the door open. And look at me and walk away. And there I am with the door open.
Well, then I'm going to leave you with this one gross thing that I did not hear from the commercial, but this I knew from previous past, which is why I have a cover on my toothbrush. But apparently, whenever somebody flushes a toilet, if you don't put the toilet lid down, microscopic spray from the inside of your toilet can go like 3 feet. So if your toothbrush is anywhere in that vicinity, your toothbrush is getting toilet water on it every time. So you got to put the lid down or have an automatic lid.
Or buy a $3,000 toilet like somebody
Good
we know
point.
That does all that for you.
Right.
On voice command.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you. Now I'm thinking about it. It flushes before
the lid goes down.
So what you need to do is you need to somehow program it so it has a new voice command that says when you get up, as you're ready to get up, and you say save toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up, seat closes, boom, then it flushes.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Okay. Everybody out there, buy a new toothbrush.
or a toilet, or both.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Spilborn, and Carol Pesci, and myself. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And thank you again to Diana for being our guest today from
Good Girl Mafia,
which is goodgirlmafia.com. And also, if you go to goodgirlmafia.com, you use the code K104, you will get 25% off of some of her very cool stuff that is there and some inspirational stuff for you as well.
Very cool.
So she was a great guest, and we'll have another great guest for you next week, so make sure you tune in same time here at 7 o'clock on K104, and we will talk to you then. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Spilborn and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.